Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, broadcast live at the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I like the back and forth, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, did you guys hear what Willie Gay said? First of all, Willie Gay, his traps are ridiculous, right? His traps, his neck is like, it's one of those, that's the after picture. It looks cartoonish how muscular Willie Gay is. It really does. He had this to say about what impressed him about the Bengals.
I'm just excited to be playing football, man. That stuff is just what comes with the game, you know. We, like Coach Reed said, we don't do no talking. We just go handle business when it's time to go.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played it a few times?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, the best part about that quote is the line before was like, it's like Coach Reed said, we ain't got to say nothing. We ain't got to say anything, right? We don't. And then all of a sudden somebody goes, what impresses you about the Bengals offense? Nothing. Like, Willie, it's not what I meant in terms of nothing. That's an all-timer. All-timer. Oh, man. That one is great. That one is just too funny. You know? Oh, gosh. I love it. But, you know, this is after, obviously, they're calling, some of the Bengals are calling it Burrowhead Stadium, right? Because he goes in there, wins. Here's Steve Spagnuolo, who's the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, talking about the Bengals offense.
Yeah, he's elite. You got to be more under control. When you watch him, he just is, the word I come up is nifty. He never panics in the pocket. It feels like he's got like six eyeballs around his head, right? No, seriously. Yeah, he's elite. You got to be more under control is the only thing I could say. We've worked on that. And yet, if you try to rush control too much, you never get there, right? But it's both ways. We got to cover really good on the back end to give our pass rushers time, and then we got to find a way to finish them. Getting more guys there, I mean, you want to get as many guys there as you can, right? It's hard for one guy.
You know what's interesting is, and Byer, you can speak to this, is the two places in my childhood which were always considered too loud to play in and, you know, almost impossible to win in were Denver and Kansas City. Right. And Kansas City was always limited by their quarterback, with the exception of they had Joe Montana that one year. But other than that, they always felt like they just and, you know, previously, you know, whether it was previous regime with Marty or even early on with this group, they would lose at home in playoff games. And yet Kansas City is widely considered, if not the best in any conversation, the best atmospheres in the sport. It's like more of a collegiate atmosphere than so many of these other kind of bigger cities and or more historic franchises, right? Like, yep. Kansas City, they're loud.
Yes.
They're loud and obnoxious, and they all wear red, and they're into it. And it's very – but they lose at home. Even last year, and maybe this speaks to how good they were, you know, it's like last year – they should have been beaten at home by the Bills, and then the next week the Bengals came in and beat them.
Yeah, you know what's also unique about Kansas City is not only is it loud, it also rivals places for pregame.
Yeah.
So like,
that's
so
what I'm saying, it's like college, right? Yeah, they tailgate like crazy.
Yeah, and the point I was just going to make, like with the NFL, like if you talk about Lambeau Field, you talk about Lambeau and the tailgating atmosphere.
Sure.
Same thing with Buffalo, but when you talk about Seattle, you talk about the crowd and how loud it is. There just aren't places where you have that combo, and Kansas City has both of those. Not only is it the place to tailgate, you don't want to play in there because, you know, well, is prior to your point, but of how loud it is. So you're right about that.
So the story, this is one of those where there's lots of other guys, but the story is still the two quarterbacks. And I think it's going to be interesting here. Are we making our picks now to under the gambler picks? How do you want to do it, Jay Stu? Because I think a lot of that leads into the discussion.
I think gambler comes up in 15.
It does. Yes. I mean, I'm looking at it on my list. I know it comes up in 15. But it's one of those things where it's interesting. You know, we give Kansas City rightfully credit for getting back here, despite the fact that they trade away Tyreek Hill. Yet, I do think that in games like this, I mean, look at how many big plays Tyreek Hill made. Even last year, Kelce caught one in that 13-second drive, but so did Tyreek Hill. When they won the Super Bowl, like, honestly, Mahomes underthrew him, but it was Tyreek Hill which got him back in that game. And I just think this is, when games are this close, there's a reason that you need game-breaking players. And, you know, I think Kelce is amazing. Amazing. I'm not sure I could say that about anybody else on their roster. You know, Hardman can really run. You know, what's the new running back? Yeah, that guy runs harder than maybe. It feels like he runs harder
Isaiah
than anybody.
Pacheco?
Yeah. Like, Pacheco feels like he's in all Madden mode and everybody else is in rookie mode. Like, he's running so much harder than people. But I do feel like this is one of those, like, you miss Tyreek Hill moments. You need a guy sometimes who can just break open a game. How many games were changed along the way, not just because of Mahomes, but because he'd hit Tyreek Hill and he was gone. He was gone, and there's nothing you could do. Literally nothing you can do. That's what I feel about this game. Whereas the Bengals, who have flaws, right? Offensive line is flawed. You know, they have some flaws on the defensive side as well. Pretty good up front. You know, like, I don't think Eli Apple is any great shakes, but that defense makes plays. And it's more, you know, getting turnovers. But because of where they are with Burrow's contract, because of where they are with Chase's contract, their best players, they haven't had to get rid of yet. They haven't had to decide who stays, you know, who to vote off the island. Jay Stu, is that too simple a way to look at it?
No, it sounds good to me. Now, who was it earlier in the week that we were talking about that offered up kind of similar analysis about the, I guess, the difference between the Bills situation and the Bengals situation, Brandon Bean's analysis of that. And I think that that's, I think what, next year, and that's my Android phone going off, I'm that busy. So what, next year is when the big money comes from Mahomes, so the Chiefs are going to be in an even bigger fix a year from now?
Yes and no. I mean, also remember they can redo the deal. There's ways to do it so that you kick the salary cap. Also, salary cap is going up. I don't know. I can only tell you in this current roster construction, like, go back and look and how many games did Kelce win almost on his own? And you would think that the Bengals, you know, you can in a playoff game, you can take that away. And you couldn't take away what Tyreek Hill could do, because he could catch the ball on just an ordinary crossing route and get an angle, and he was gone. And it happened last year against Buffalo. It happened in the Super Bowl. It has happened in the regular season. It happened this year in Miami. Like, look, the truth is that Tua isn't any good. All right? He's fine. He's whatever. But that dude changes games, changes careers. And I think this is one of those games. And I think Ja'Marr Chase is, he's not the same in terms of speed, but in terms of overall talent, all the things he can do, I think Ja'Marr Chase is in that sort of conversation. And I think this is one of those where you miss it. You know, one of the things you miss it. Where you may be balanced more. Mahomes is probably better. The offense is better. They don't have the issues. They don't have to constantly get him the ball and pacify his ego and whatever. All that's great, but you know what? You need that guy in this game. I actually think it's that simple. Because he would cover up for mistakes, just like Mahomes covers up for mistakes, but you have Burrow who can cover up for mistakes. This is one where I think you missed Tyreek Hill. Dan, am I wrong, Dan?
I think you missed Tyreek Hill, but I think it's a bigger picture of who the Kansas City Chiefs are. Because I think we become so accustomed to them being that trio or being that team that is up and down the field and putting 48 points on you. And they can. You can do it a variety of different ways, but everybody's different. The only two guys that we know of on the Kansas City Chiefs that were holdovers from, what, 3 years ago are Mahomes and Kelce. Otherwise, everybody has changed. Juju Smith-Schuster's there now. They got Kadarius Toney. They signed Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Their running back, you know, situation. There is Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on the roster. He wasn't even a part of that Super Bowl team. But it's Isaiah Pacheco and Jerick McKinnon right now. That's who it is. That offensive line has been completely changed. And I think your point is legitimate, and it's very fair that when you get into a situation like a game like this, sometimes it is one play, and Tyreek makes that big play, makes the big play against the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54. But I also just don't think the Chiefs play necessarily like they did 3 years ago. And it's actually made them a more well-rounded football team, maybe just not as flashy as the previous team.
I can agree with you completely on they're a better overall football team and they're not as flashy. But I also will disagree and go, like, this is one of those games where sometimes you just need a dude who can just otherworldly make a play. You know, I had this discussion with people about Dez Bryant, you know, where they would say, like, you know, Dez Bryant, and I know everybody believes he caught that ball in Green Bay, mm-hmm. obviously didn't complete the process. But it was the, you know, like Monday through Saturday, there's lots of guys you'd rather have than Dez Bryant. And there's even times in which on a game Sunday, like in an innocuous game, like he's not necessarily the crispest route runner at times and he could freelance. But if that ball's in the air and the game's on the line, nobody else is getting it. He just has to, you know, just another. And sometimes you need that. And I think that Tyreek Hill's one of those guys where in this game, when so many things are equal, he made it unequal. He made it not fair. Now, Mahomes has some of that in by himself, right? When he runs and he flips the ball around or whatever. But I think Burrow has a little bit of that too. I just think this is one of those where you're like, I think I know the Warriors won the championship last year, and I believe they're a better. They played better team basketball before and after Kevin Durant. But dude, when they had Kevin Durant, they were unbeatable. They just were. He was a cheat code to go along with everything else. It's like, oh, that offense is great. Let's give it to 35 and see what he can do. And I think this is one of those games because I've seen enough of them where the Bills game was the perfect example. Remember, they were down. They kept falling down. And then there was one who was like a crossing route, and he just ran past five guys and five fast guys, and he ran past them. That's what I feel happens.
In a close game, a one-score game, you always have to account for him. There's never a point where you say, like, all right, we don't have to worry about Tyreek Hill going deep or them setting something up for him to break one deep, and then it's a track meet down the field, which you're going to lose. That aspect is gone. That is not with that team.
What about this new discussion that I've seen on a bunch of the debate shows? I'm sure it's been had on radio shows, although, full candor, I've been watching more TV than listen to audio this week, where if Burrow wins again, you put him ahead of Mahomes. I don't agree with that. You know, the two quarterbacks don't actually play against one another. I know that we make it out to be like they're in a ring and they're heavyweights and they're duking it out each other. They're duking it out with each other. But again, this is just my opinion. I feel like I can back it up pretty smartly. But it is something, it is a narrative that's growing that if Burrow wins in Kansas City again in a second straight AFC championship game, that you have to put him ahead of Pat Mahomes.
He'd be 4-0 in his career against him. They both would have then gone to two Super Bowls. The MVP awards would not be equal. So Mahomes is likely to win again for his second, so Burrow would be 0. But you know, winning, going to two Super Bowls, which they both did, Mahomes being 1-1, and then Burrow, who knows what it would be. It's then the question of, does the 4-0 trump the MVPs, or does the 4-0 trump the one Super Bowl? I mean, this is, it's also not like this is snuck up on anybody, because now, with Burrowhead, that's all that's being talked about, which is interesting because they've only played one game at Kansas City. The other two games were in Cincinnati that they won in the regular season, this year and last year. But I think that there is a legitimate point. I mean, I hate I'm him. Like, I'm just like, I'm so over it. Like, it's just, but if Burrow wins this game, like, this is like you're waiting for him to fail, waiting for him to not happen. And I mean, it would be tough to, like, I think 4-0 almost trumps what advantage Mahomes would have over him.
I sit there and go, I get it. I understand it. But I also think that this is about matchups more than anything. And, you know, Pat Mahomes has essentially dominated the entire league since he's gotten here. It would be, you know, the Bengals would be the one, I guess, nemesis, right? Nemesis more than rival, because they wouldn't have beaten him. Did Mahomes play poor? He played poorly last year. Remember the second half? There was that really weird, he played very poorly in the second half last year. And the play calling was weird. Everything about it was weird. I don't know if people remember, but Eric Bieniemy was nearly let go from the Chiefs last season. And a big portion of it was whatever was happening with Mahomes or the play calling in the second half of this game with the Bengals. They had some issues all season long in terms of running the ball and where they were going with the football and things like that. But that was like the tipping point for it. So I would agree in that he badly outplayed Mahomes last year, especially in the second half. I'd have to wait and see how Mahomes plays in this game, because it's like, did Mahomes beat Josh Allen last year in the AFC division round? Yes. Did he outplay him? No. They're both incredible. Josh Allen was probably better. He just didn't get the football last. That's really what it comes down to. I think it's a fabulous game. Obviously, everybody does. And complete polar opposite from the Eagles and the Niners. Two fairly unproven quarterbacks with outstanding supporting cast. The supporting casts are good here for the Bengals and the Chiefs. Let's not undersell it. You got star players all around. But the story is the quarterbacks and how they play against each other in Arrowhead or Burrowhead, depending on where you're listening to us.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Doug. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save. Progressive.com. KJ Wright joins us, former Pro Bowl linebacker, member of the Legion of Boom. When they went into MetLife and dominated the Broncos, that game was over from like the first play, and they won the Super Bowl in 2014. KJ, how are you?
Doing well, Doug. How about yourself?
I'm good. We're getting ready NFC Championship game. I just Brock Purdy. What are your thoughts watching Brock Purdy when you now step up in weight class to play a team like the Eagles?
Yep, I like what I see from Brock Purdy. I believe that Brock Purdy is very fortunate to have the surrounding cast that he has. I believe when you start with Kyle Shanahan, I mean, the man is just a mastermind when it comes to running an offense. With the run game that he has, with the play-action game that he has, he is not asking Brock Purdy to do too much. But when it is this young man's opportunity, he has shown with this 8-9-game winning streak that he has that talent, that he has that it factor to get it done. And so I believe he's a phenomenal talent. I believe he's a phenomenal gem that they found in the draft. And so if he can pull this off, this young man is considered, you know, very special. And to get this team to the Super Bowl coming in midseason as a third-string quarterback, very impressive.
No, it's really impressive. I mean, really, really impressive. What about Jalen Hurts? What do the Niners need to do? I mean, it's a very different system than most anyone else in the NFL runs. Not just a run basis, but it's 11-on-11 design runs for the quarterback. What do they need to do in order to contain Jalen Hurts and that vaunted running game?
I mean, when you watch this offense, there's nothing that you can really hang their hat on to, something that you have to stop. I mean, this team is phenomenal running the ball with Miles Sanders. They can run the option game with Jalen Hurts. They have two number one receivers on the outside, and also they have Dallas Goedert. And so, you, as a defensive coordinator, what do I do? How do I stop this offense? And for me, it's going to be a challenge. I believe that you always do have to stop the run game. It definitely has to start there. They have to make sure that their option game is on point, make sure that they are disciplined up front. But I need this defensive line to find a way to get past this explosive and dominant offensive line that the Eagles have. And so if Nick Bosa is the defensive MVP of this league, I need for him to take over this ball game. I need Fred Warner to make sure that he stops Miles Sanders and also Jalen Hurts in that pass game. And so they have the stars over there to get it done, but I need these playmakers. I need these guys that are considered Hall of Famers to step up in these big moments and get their team back to the Super Bowl.
KJ Wright joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The Bengals have kind of owned the Chiefs the past 2 years. They're calling it Burrowhead, right? Yeah. You know, Chiefs say like, hey, we're not that impressed with the offense. Me personally, I think this is a game in which Kansas City misses Tyreek Hill. What are your thoughts on this game?
Absolutely. And when I look at the Bengals, I just love their confidence. You look at these guys, their confidence, their swagger, the way that they're carrying themselves, the way that they're talking in the media. These guys have a little something to them. And they heard that noise last year. Oh, that was a fluke. How dare you guys think of getting to the Super Bowl? You're the Cincinnati Bengals. But these guys have a legit shot of getting back-to-back Super Bowl opportunities. And so I love this football team. I believe that when they do face Patrick Mahomes, injured, a hobbled Patrick Mahomes, they're most definitely going to have the advantage. I believe that up front, the defensive line has got to get him off the spot. Don't let this man just destroy you from the pocket. That's not his – I mean, he can do it, but don't just let him sit back there and just dink and dunk the ball to Travis Kelce and just get the ball out quick out of his hands. And so I need them to have a phenomenal game plan like they did last year. Get Patrick Mahomes moving out of the pocket. Let's see how healthy that ankle is and see if he can beat you throwing the ball downfield.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of KJ Wright, stud player with that, with the Legion of Boom. Okay, who wins?
Ooh, I have the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. I believe that. I love the Niners. I really do. I love their defense. I love Kyle Shanahan. But I just believe that the Eagles are going to put up too many points that Brock Purdy can handle. I mean, when you watch his defense, they're keeping the score low. They're creating turnovers for him. But I just look at this Eagles offense. They protect the ball. They're explosive. They control the run game. And so I believe that the Eagles have a slight advantage over the 49ers. Then you go to the Bengals. I mean, they're on a winning streak in Arrowhead. I believe they have the formula. They have a healthy team in the month of November, December. Heading into January, this Bengals team has been absolutely on fire. And so I'm glad that they're all healthy. Joe Burrow has all his weapons now. He has a phenomenal run game. The defense, I can't name two players on that defense, but they always show up, come ready to play. And so I got the Eagles versus the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so what do you think happens with Aaron Rodgers?
Can he just retire already? I mean, what is he waiting on? I mean, each and every year he comes, I don't know what I want to do. I need some time to think. It's not that hard, bro. Do you want to play or do you not want to play? And so it's been frustrating as an athlete to see him kind of hold his organization at hostage in a sense. I mean, you're phenomenal talent. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer. But just play ball or just retire. It's not that hard. And so I'm on the outside looking. I know that the Packers are frustrated. We drafted this quarterback, and Jordan Love, his career is up in the limbo. We signed Aaron Rodgers, but he says he wants to retire or get traded. And so I truly believe that he's going to continue playing, but I don't think it'll be with the Green Bay Packers.
What happens with Lamar?
I want Lamar to go to the Falcons. I believe that would be the perfect spot for him. It's a team that already have a phenomenal running game. He has a stud tight end who had a down year last year in Kyle Pitts. He has his number one receiver in Drake London. Goes to the city of Atlanta. The city would definitely embrace him. They have the salary cap, and he can definitely change their franchise. He goes to that division with Tom Brady potentially retiring. Who knows who's going to be the quarterback in New Orleans? Carolina Panthers, I believe he could take this team to what they were last year, to a playoff-caliber football team.
But the question is, would Atlanta give him the five-year guaranteed contract that only Deshaun has, right? Everyone else in the league has been hesitant, and even contracts signed after it haven't looked like Deshaun's. Do you think Atlanta would?
That's bad business. First of all, the Browns were out of their mind to do that for Deshaun Watson. And so you just can't do that for a quarterback, especially a quarterback that plays the style of ball that Lamar Jackson plays. Is he one of the best to play the quarterback position? Absolutely. But to guarantee each and every dollar, to guarantee that 5 years, that's silly for an organization to put their team into that kind of position. And so I believe that Lamar Jackson has to be honest with himself. He has to look and see, hey, these other 31 teams are not going to make the same mistake that the Cleveland Browns made. And so I do believe that a change of scenery would be good for him, and I believe that the Falcons would be the absolutely perfect spot for him to go to.
Awesome stuff. KJ, great stuff. Enjoy the games. Appreciate you joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There's a bet that every one of us have in our back pocket, and imagine you're sitting at a bar and this song's playing in the background, and you want to tell all your friends, I got a winner for you. Well, that's what we're going to do for you. Let's start with Jay Stu. He's got the Jay Stu team parlay. Who's your gambler pick this week?
And boy, do I have a treat for you guys today. And you got to get this bet in. It's starting in a couple hours. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So my Jay Stu team parlay today, you're going to need two teams. First team is the Timberwolves are getting 3 at home against the Grizzlies. I like the T-Wolves. And you know what? The odds makers are saying that the Bucks are 8.5 points better than the Pacers in Indiana tonight, which tells me that they got a lot of confidence in the Bucks. And just a message to Pacers fans.
Message to Pacer fans.
Rick Smits is not
walking through that
door. Not walking through that door, yeah. So
Rick Smits is not walking through that door.
So parlay tonight is the Timberwolves to the Bucks. Timberwolves to the Bucks. Jay's two team parlay.
When to walk away, no wind. Dan Beyer, you're up.
Well, guys, I was focused on these championship games, and I know this is not going to be a surprise to you because you all have listened to this week's edition of the I Want Your Flex podcast where I gave my prediction on what's going to happen on Championship Sunday. So I know you three are not going to be surprised with what I'm about to say. I definitely know you aren't going to be shocked. But a game one is the Niners and Eagles, and I love Philadelphia in this game. I absolutely love Philly. I think it's fly, Eagles fly, on their way to Super Bowl 57, where they will meet the Kansas City Chiefs in the Andy Reid Bowl, if you will, after the Chiefs win straight up against the Cincinnati Bengals.
John Ramos?
Well, as we heard earlier in the show, Doug, I'm going to recuse myself from the 49ers game just because I hope they lose. So I'm not going to pick that one. But what I want to talk about is the Bengals and the Chiefs. I got three different picks for this one, okay? First of all, I love the Bengals. So right away, they're going to win by more than that 1.5, right? So I'll take them. 48 is the over-under. It's fluctuating here and there, but it's stayed around 48. I like the over. I like a lot of points scored in this game. And it's kind of a pick 'em here. You're not going to really win a lot of money, but because they're like plus 108, plus 105, straight up to win in the money line. But I like the Bengals again. I like the Bengals all day and an extra day. I don't think that's how it's said. I just made that up on my own. Bengals over the Chiefs heading to the Super Bowl.
Hey, boom. All right, I'm going to make picks on both the games. I also have a same game parlay, looking to turn a small bet into a big payday with DraftKings Sportsbook same game parlays. You can pocket more cash and you can buy multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code Gottlieb, get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Okay. Eagles are, it's even first quarter. Take the Eagles. They always score first quarter. Always. They're a dominant first quarter team. But there's a couple flaws to the Eagles, okay, in that teams do adjust. I also think special teams are not great for the Eagles. Niners are going to win. I take the Niners in the money line, Eagles in the first quarter. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you look at 46 points, right? So if it's 24-21, okay, that's under. 24-21 is under. I think this is a defensive grind. I like Eagles first quarter, Niners plus 2.5, and the under. Yeah, there's your same game parlay. And then the Bengals Chiefs, I'm taking the Bengals. And I don't think it's, I understand you give a factor to Arrowhead that's supposed to be worth 3 points. Okay, that means that Vegas thinks that on a neutral field, the Bengals are 2 points better. Okay, and at home, it's even more than that. I just think this is you don't have a Tyreek Hill. You're not as good a football team. A lot of guys in the NFL have said that in regular season game, the Chiefs get away with a ton of holding, right? That they win games by their chinny chin chin. Mahomes is awesome, but he's not full strength, doesn't have Tyreek Hill, and I think the Bengals might be better. I'm going to take the Bengals to win straight up on the road. Those are the picks. Let's sing. No wind.
Welcome.
No
run.
You never count your money.
Why not?
When you're sitting at that table.
You time enough counting.
When the dealing's done.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
That was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The press.
Buyer. What do you got, Dan?
Sorry, Doug. I wasn't getting all of the audio of what was going down. So, Doug, we start out with some interesting information coming from the desk of the Cincinnati mayor. Aftab Puraval made this declaration earlier today in advance of Sunday's AFC Championship game.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test to confirming whether or not he's his father.
That
you are the father.
That's good.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fun.
Yes. Aftab Puraval, the mayor in Cincinnati, maybe doing the most trashiest of talk in advance of that Bengals-Chiefs showdown.
Excellent.
Yes. Done excellent. Very, very, very well. Some other notes to
Springer from formerly from the mayor of Cincinnati?
Yes. Yes, he was. So you have those parallels. Maury, obviously, with the you are the father. But we'll see if Joe Burrow is their daddy or not come Sunday evening. NFL Network says Niners defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans is now the front runner to be the next head coach of the Texans, getting a second interview with the team next week.
D'Amico Ryans is a stud. He was a stud player, and he played for the Texans, and he seems to be a very good defensive coordinator. I love it. My question becomes, you know, you always have this. You're getting ready for this huge game. It's a different style. How locked in are you? Now, Wink Martindale didn't do any interviews, and it didn't matter. They got mollywomped by the Eagles, but that's my only question.
Here's my question.
Okay.
I'd never fathomed that someone would choose the Texans over the Broncos, but by reports out of both cities, D'Amico Ryans is about to do that. Yesterday on this show, I told you multiple people in Denver were saying D'Amico Ryans, apple of the eye of the Broncos. Dan Quinn was connected to the Broncos job. He withdraws, goes back to the Dallas Cowboys, and now Ryans choosing the Texans? I don't know. I may not be going A, B to C here. Maybe I'm skipping a letter, but man, I never thought that would be the case.
True. I will point out, they've made some change in the front office in Houston. Maybe that's it. Maybe he likes what they're doing. Maybe he likes what he's been promised. I can't tell you.
Yeah. But and I also think it's a lot to say about Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, yeah.
You know, as well. Doug, some interesting, some sad news to pass along. For those that missed it last night, longtime college basketball analyst Billy Packer passed away. And where would you put Packer in the voice of our generation when it comes to college basketball?
He's the voice. I think Vital and him are 1-2. Vital, obviously, with the explosion of ESPN, became more popular. But I would say that he was more respected. He was a tell-it-like-it-is guy. Vital is, oh, let me tell you, it's awesome. He was... You know, especially in this day and age where people claim to want to know the truth, that's what he did.
Yes. So
he's right there.
Yeah.
Any discussion.
It was. That's what the question was without me even saying it. You said it. It's Vital or Packer. And I was watching an old College Hoops game from the early 90s earlier this week that Packer was doing. And it just sounded, you know, oh, so familiar. And now just the sad news that we got last night. How about this story from Ireland? UFC star Conor McGregor escaped serious injury after being struck by a vehicle while riding his bike in the country. The 34-year-old said that the car hit him at full speed and that the car didn't see him because of where the sun was. McGregor thanked his background in wrestling and in judo for helping him know how to fall during that crash and saving himself from serious injury.
And several of his last couple fights in UFC as well.
Well, the Conor McGregor, always seemingly in the news, has that situation with those accusations this week. And now, and he had the video, he had the whole thing on social media as well. And finally, Doug, if you missed it earlier, Daryl Morey blaming the Boston media as the reason why Sixer center Joel Embiid not named a starter for the All-Star game, as he vented on Philly radio earlier today.
That's a weird one. Boston media.
Yes.
That one, that's an interesting one.
Oh, and congrats to Geno Smith, Pro Football Writers Association of America, not only the most improved player, but also comeback player of the year. Ooh. Received both awards.
Came back from being a backup.
Yes, and that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
What was the line? They called me, but I didn't.
They wrote me off, but I didn't write back.
I didn't write back.
And they call me Al was from Paul Simon.
Again, back when Chevy Chase was funny.
Yes,
remember,
yes.
There was a time Chevy Chase was funny. Good luck this weekend. The pod is up. It's Doug Gottlieb Show.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.